Okay, so can everybody come out and we'll kind of kick around a couple ideas and then we'll get started.
Irene Littleton is gathering her cast to the front of the stage in the Wright Auditorium. It's Littleton's 10th play to direct in the last 7 years. And she knows there's a lot to cover in the last week of rehearsals.
I want to work on the chase scenes for Bruiser a little bit. And we're going to get started from the beginning and go through again. I know it's long and grueling, but it has to be done. So,
there are 14 characters with lines. David Dial has the most lines. He will be debuting for the Mummers as the play's villain, Artie Fischel. The villain wants to take over a local salmon cannery and thinks the best way to do it is to make the salmon disappear, at least temporarily.
This cannery is sitting on a gold mine, and I want it.
The Manka family, which owns the cannery, is devastated when only one fish turns up to process.
Here we go.
That's it? That's all we did today? Yup, that's it. What? I said, that's it.
Irene Littleton takes a moment away from directing to talk to me about the plot and the local actors who are part of the cast.
So this is a melodrama?
Oh yes, melodrama. There'll be boos, hisses, sighs for the heroine, and cheering for the hero. Yes.
How did you find a play or a script that's about salmon and canneries? Well,
it's a funny thing. I usually get our scripts through Pioneer Drama. And I was looking one day at the website and saw this play, and I saw that it was 70 minutes long, and the villain had 215 lines, and I thought, no way, I'm not going to do that to us. So I continued to look. I didn't even read the play. I stayed away from it. And I kept looking and looking and looking for about a two-month period, and finally I thought, you know, I have to go back and look at this one, and I fell in love with it immediately, and it was the right play. It's just going to be longer and a lot of lines. So that's it.
So the main character has a lot of lines?
Yeah, the villain is the biggest part with 215 lines, and bless David Dial for doing this part because he's never done a play before. And so he's had a crash course in theater, and he is just doing a great job.
Okay, and what about the rest of the cast this year? Are they the same from previous years?
Some are. We have some new. David Dial is new. We have Rico. Rico is our hero. Grandma Maka is Cindy Martin. Ratchet is Scott Hurt. Janet Orr is Beth Lush. Norman C. is Reuben Hamilton. Norman D. is Mark Roberts. Gladys Canby is Mary Ellen Anderson. Lur O'Malley is Alex Aguilar. Helen Highwater is Joy Warnke. Annette Castor is Jessica Franklin. And Bruiser is Debbie Martin. So some new, mostly returning. And we're hoping our new ones will return in the fall for our fall play.
And how long have you been practicing this one?
Oh, we started beginning of April. Actually, maybe a little before that, but officially in April.
And what do you think now?
I think it's going to be so much fun, and I can't wait for this crew to put the play on. It's pretty funny. Hopefully everybody will enjoy it.
The performance of Millie Manka in the Salmon Cannery will take place at the Wright Auditorium Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Showtime is 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. The show is for all ages. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.